Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We're broadcasting from Spokane, Washington on 96.5 FM and AM 630, and of course the live stream provided by the American Christian Network. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday.
That's right.
Yes, well, Trump is what would you call it? If he's inadvertently
triumphant.
He's inadvertently the recipient of all sorts of great things happening, right?
Yeah.
You know, all of these impeachment proceedings are making him look better every single day.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. And we got a great little compilation we're going to play during the break. And this, you know, what a throwback, because when you played that, we got to record this.
Yeah.
Because it takes you back to the week that he won.
Yes.
In 2016, and the left was devastated. The patriots were jubilant.
Yes.
But also with some trepidation. What is he going to do? Is he going to actually come through with everything he said he's going to do? And he, man, in the first hour.
Oh yeah.
I mean, within the first hour, he was in the Oval Office, and all of the climate hoax cult stuff was gone off the White House website.
That's right.
And then it just started from there. And yeah, I remember just actually by the hour, I was like, wow, cool. You know, or
I know.
I didn't see that coming, and it just kept going.
Right.
And that's when I was excited.
Well, and yeah, that was probably the most ecstatic I had been for years at that point. I mean, after reeling from 8 years of the 44th, whatever you want to call him, he certainly wasn't the president. He usurped his position as well. And so the fact that we finally got somebody in there that was a real American, I felt like I had just about died and gone to heaven. You know, I mean, that took out so much work that I had to do to try to help people preserve their property rights, just by the fact of him wiping out so many thousands of useless EPA regulations.
Yeah, the regulations
killers.
Chopped every day.
Yep.
Piles and mountains of them.
Yeah, he had, by the time he was done cutting regulations to save American property rights, basically is what that did. He had an entire room with stacks and stacks of regulations that had been cut.
Yep.
I mean, like stacks that were 8 feet high of paper showing which ones had been cut, and filled up nearly an entire room of these regulations that were written down. And that was an ecstatic moment for me. I was like, oh my gosh, how many people he just saved their lives. He saved their farms. He saved
their businesses,
yeah. their source of income. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Yep. That was a good moment for our country. And well, some people came along, tried to spoil it, and they got caught.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been talking about over the last week. And this is, you know, more, you know, it's pretty gloomy here over the last few years, you know, but, it was just really good to see light being shed on the cockroaches and their work and their efforts and their lies and all the things that they've been scheming,
yes,
you know, in the corners and
in the dark.
Yeah, it got shined on. So now where to go from here? So
right,
we'll
you know,
see.
In fact, there was one thing that I wanted to point out today, especially because here recently, Biden, he claimed that he established the Quad. And what he said was, when he was in Japan, he was saying, and what's going on now is a look at the media we had here, and then made a bunch of gibberish type statements and said today and yesterday of the Quad. I bet you, I would, maybe some of you thought it, but I doubt many people in this audience or any other audience would have said that 2 years after I'd been elected, I'd be able to convince India, Australia, Japan, and the United States to form an organization called the Quad to maintain stability in the Indian Ocean and the South China Sea.
What?
Well, lo and behold, the Quad was actually reestablished in 2017 under President Trump. And he's over there trying to claim that he's the one that just established it.
Wow, this is right. As Biden has given this speech about something, actually, I have to be honest, I've never heard of the Quad.
I know.
I keep up on international politics. I've never heard of the Quad, but it's something that Biden is taking credit for. So what's interesting, though, is at this time, India is looking at moving over to, you know, purchasing energy from the other guys.
Yes,
and
right.
Using the other guy's currency.
Right.
And things are unraveling. It's not really a good time to be boasting about all the progress
you've
made.
And he's trying to act like he's the one that went in there and talked them into this unified, you know, four branch alliance when he had nothing to do with it. I mean, it was established, like I said, in 2017 under President Trump, and there he is trying to claim credit for it. At, you know, what, 6 years later? Good grief. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, well, it's just another example of Trump doing more things than we can even track.
Right.
That he was involved in.
Yep, that's right.
For the good. The good of the country. For, you know, a communist to come along later and take credit for.
Right. Well, exactly. You know, they will blame him for everything they do wrong.
Yeah.
But everything he does right, they try to claim it for themselves.
Exactly.
That's a pathetic existence, you know?
Yeah.
I just, you know, how sad for them.
That's right.
What a sad group of people. And so, well, anyway.
You know, it reminds me of a joke that we just saw. It's one of the station manager sent. Just the way that they think. It's like the solution for stopping drunk drivers from killing people is to ban all of the sober drivers from driving.
Right.
You know, and which is essentially what they're doing with gun control.
Yep, right.
You know, and their brains just,
they don't function properly.
Yeah, they need some zinc, some selenium, some whatever it is.
I was thinking lead, but you know.
Well, it's like they've been licking too much lead, and that's what brought them to the point that they are. And, you know, unfortunately, more lead is... it's like the only solution at this point. But anyway, let's get into the word of the day.
Yeah. Before we go, there was a couple more that the station manager sent that we really thought were awesome too. Did you have that list still?
Well, there's one other one. Are there any other countries who tax their citizens so that they can send money to Americans?
Right. We want to know. We want that country.
Question.
Yeah, because I will sign up. In fact, I think that Ukraine should be willing to see, you know, maybe fund some Americans now.
Yes.
You know, I will sign up for that money. I want at least, $58 billion back.
Right.
If that's not too much to ask for, is it? You know,
Not at all. Or send
Tanks, missiles,
Patriot missile batteries.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll take surface-to-air missiles.
Right.
Any of that.
We're not picky.
M1 Abrams.
We're not picky.
Yeah.
You know, and if they even suggested F-16s, we wouldn't say no; those are outdated.
We
could probably
find somebody to fly them.
They said, you know, no, they didn't want A-10s because they were outdated, but I wouldn't turn an A-10 down.
Yeah, send them all this way.
Right. Heck, I'll take 10
right.
for that matter.
Have some depleted uranium.
There we go.
Send them right back at you.
Right.
Okay. All right. The word of the day.
Okay. Well, the word of the day comes to us from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 9 through 11, which read under the title, The God-Given Task. What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. And that's it.
Well, short and sweet.
Short and sweet, but I think it has depth. You know what I mean?
It's
like Everything is beautiful in its time. And the fact that nobody knows the work that God does from beginning to end causes people to have faith and trust. Right.
Well, it forces you into a faith situation.
Exactly.
Right. Because you can't see. He can see, and you have to trust that he knows beginning from the end.
Right.
And everything in between, and he's got this. That's a hard thing to do because we want to control everything. You know, we want
as much as we possibly can.
Oh, absolutely. But you know, he puts you in certain situations, and we know all too well where you have no control over something, and you have to trust in him.
Well, for instance, his laws. Oh my gosh, his laws alone. If you knew in the beginning of your life what you know by the end of your life, and you applied everything that he says in the Bible, like his Ten Commandments, for crying out loud. I look back at my life and I go, wow, if I would have known what I know today and understand about God,
yeah,
my life would be 100% different right now.
Oh, and I mean, think of all the heartache you could have avoided.
Exactly. If I had followed all of those Ten Commandments my whole life and understood that they meant good for me,
yes,
and ensured goodness to be the product in my life by following them,
you'd be prosperous and happy and healthy. There's not like you can have one or the other. It's like you would have
all.
Yeah.
You would have it all. And so it just is like even having the trust and the faith to follow what he commands you to do because it is meant for your good.
Yeah.
And you know, the whole time you're in rebellion or the whole time you don't even know that you're supposed to be doing these things, like, you know, prior to even knowing about the Bible, say that you don't grow up under a Christian household, you know, and you grow up doing all of these other horrible things and your life is a total wreck and a mess. And then all of a sudden, when you come to the Lord, you learn about the laws, you go, oh my gosh, it's so difficult. All of these requirements,
all these
and
rules,
blah, blah, blah.
All these don'ts, this and don't that.
Yeah. And then by the time you figure out and you become smart enough to realize God's got you covered if you will just let him help you.
Well, we were reading Zephaniah yesterday and, you know, Isaiah, Ezekiel, some of these Old Testament prophets, and you're looking at the macro view of Israel. One hand, you can choose blessings and I will prosper you. This is what your country's going to look like.
Right.
And this is if you rebel, this is what your country's going to look like. You're not going to have one and you're all going to go into slavery and bondage and everything else. But, you know, down on the micro scale, on an individual level, we do the same thing. We find ourselves enslaved and in bondage to things out of our rebelliousness. And, you know, it's just the opposite end of the spectrum. So the, you know, the individual and the family is the micro cell, the nucleus of a nation.
Yep.
The principles still apply.
Well, and like in Deuteronomy, God just lays it out as simple as possible. He says, I put before you today life or death. Choose life.
Yes.
Right? You know, that means you follow his ways, you walk in his ways, and you proceed on to a good life and then eternal life with him, right?
It's like the teacher that's giving
so
you
simple.
The correct answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's your choices, multiple choice, death or life.
Right.
Choose life.
Right. And so, yeah, being able to look back on a life of error, total error and stupidity, ignorance, all of it, all wadded up into one thing that you would just like to wad up and throw in the garbage.
Yeah.
As opposed to now that you know better and you understand what it all means and where you would have been had you just listened to his word.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there's so many good things waiting for you under his blessing, under his under his guidance, his teaching. And so, so the fact that, you know, Ecclesiastes 3:11 says that we don't know his work from beginning to end. And so by the time you get to the end of your life, it's like too late, you know, to understand that you could have trusted him. You could have done much better by trusting him. Yeah.
Youth is wasted on the young, right?
For sure.
Could have figured all this out. It would have been awesome.
Right.
But, all right, well, that's a good one. That's a great discussion, too, on such a, you know, a short scripture. But like you said, there's a lot of depth to that. Yep. And that was Ecclesiastes?
Chapter 3, verses 9 through 11.
All right. Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Praise God.
Indeed. All right, well, we'll take a quick break here. We've got those clips that we didn't have time to get to yesterday. We've got those in the queue for you to share with some of the truth in the news, things going on. For those of you who have been sending in support, we are so grateful. Cards and letters.
Boy, no kidding.
Can't tell you how uplifting that is. Thank you guys so much.
In fact, we just got one from a listener in Michigan. She and her husband have been listening. And boy, that was a nice letter. She got us a card and wrote us a letter on top of it. And we just wanted to say that was so wonderful to read.
Yeah, the uplifting letters that we get are just, they just mean so much. And we are listener supported. So you guys that are supporting us, we're just so grateful. So blessings to you and your families and
definitely. Everything
you set your hand to.
Yep.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take that break, and we'll be back right after this. Got this Trump audio lined up. The world's reaction to Trump's first week in office. This is a good looking back moment. I want to share it with you.
Of power. The 45th president of the United States is now Donald J. Trump.
He said, I will fight for you with every breath in my body and I will never let you down. But we do have some breaking news because while it is about celebration, it is also now about policy.
Oh, that's right, Aaron. President Trump went right to work. He went right into the Oval Office shortly after he departed from the
Is day two going to be as busy as day one? He met with business leaders. He met with union leaders. He signed a bunch of stuff. He fulfilled some campaign promises. What's left?
The pace over the past 10 days has been astronomical. Everybody in official Washington I talked to said, I cannot believe he's only been president for 10 days.
Dan, I think you got to admit, they did a pretty impressive job rolling out this nomination.
This is how it's supposed to be done. I mean, this is done to the T. Actually, even more so than we've seen in the past.
We're seeing the markets react positively. It is better than expected.
Consumer confidence rocketing to a 16-year high.
Healthy job growth again for the month of February. So is this the Trump effect?
Oh, I think it is. I think there's no question that employers like Donald Trump a lot in his agenda. And I think the fact that he's just more pro-business from the previous administration.
The Dow still nearing all-time highs, just finishing the longest quarterly winning streak in 10 years.
It was by far the best speech I've ever heard Donald Trump give. It was one of the best speeches in that setting I've ever heard any president give.
He's repairing relationships with Egypt as well as with Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states. You know, they saw Trump yesterday talk about Iran violating the spirit of the nuclear deal. So this is clearly part of a long-term strategy to reorient American foreign policy.
The bottom line is he's done well. He has done a lot of the things that he promised, like appointing a Supreme Court judge, like getting out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, like cutting regulation. He's done a really good job.
Well, he's pretty close to perfect, Sean. I'm serious.
He has done more than any president in recent history, certainly in the last half century, in the first 98 days of his presidency.
I am asking all citizens to embrace this renewal of the American spirit. I am asking all members of Congress to join me in dreaming big and bold and daring things for our country. I am asking everyone watching tonight to seize this moment, believe in yourselves, believe in your future, and believe once more in America. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States.
know what? You want to know something? We always win.
Welcome back to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt, Lady Liberty from Liberty State Radio and The Political Church, joining forces here with my bride. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning, and everyone, welcome back to Trump Tuesday.
Yes. And wasn't that cool?
That was the greatest clip of all the compilation of all of the surprise and shock at how much somebody that really knew what they were doing could get done in a short amount of time.
And it's documented.
That's right.
You just heard it. And that's just a glimpse of it. Segment two is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you guys have a website, whether it's a ministry or a business or anything, they take care of hundreds of websites, and they do a great job of taking care of us for a long time. And it's TLCWebHosting.com. All right. You know something? Last week, we saw in the headlines started coming out this missing train full of 600,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate. It leaves Wyoming, shows up in Los Angeles, or I think one of the Los Angeles yards, and this car with all of this ammonium nitrate is empty. And they're scratching their heads trying to figure out where all of this. That's like 15 Ryder trucks like Timothy McVeigh.
Right.
I mean, that's that much ammonium nitrate. With our borders wide open, with Chinese and Russians and who knows however many other hostile countries, people getting caught. Those are the ones that have been caught coming into our country while we're watching, you know.
Over 20,000 Chinese nationals.
Yeah, with train derailments and food processing facilities being blown up and who knows what else. So, man, pray for the Republic. Pray for repentance.
No kidding.
We don't have to worry about these people that are not from our land coming in and taking over.
Yeah. Hijacking things like that is utterly astounding to me that could even be let happen.
This is 5 or 6 days ago. I'm really surprised we have not seen we found it. The car tipped over. It dumped its load all along the tracks up here.
I suspect it'll show up real loudly one day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to show up suddenly.
Suddenly.
In 10, 15 places.
Yes, right.
Probably all on the same day.
Right.
That's the scary part.
Yeah, it'll surely be found.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, so we've got a clip here. We are highlighting and keeping the spotlight on what has caused this whole past year, 5 years worth of just garbage and communist coup, essentially leading up to a communist coup that we're now fighting with. And so we've got this clip here from Devin Nunes, who is speaking with Lee Smith and Kash Patel about the 51 intelligence officers that were influencing the 2020 election, and that they didn't just stop there. And so go ahead and listen now.
You know, remember, this was an attempt to say that it's Russian disinformation. Oh, guess what? The CIA got involved in that. We know that now. So because they got away with the Russia hoax, the same players just went and created the Hunter Biden laptop from hell hoax. So both of those influenced the 2020 election. But they didn't stop there. In 2022, just last year, they saw that President Trump was the number one fundraiser. He was leading for the leading Republican presidential nominee. He's the number one fundraiser for the Republican Senate Committee, the Republican House Committee, and the RNC. In fact, without President Trump, you know, the idea that the Republicans anywhere could raise any money, they couldn't. So they concoct a plan to do what? Let's go to a corrupt judge. Let's use our corrupt FBI and DOJ, and let's raid Mar-a-Lago and say that Donald Trump stole these documents. And we don't know. He might have been trying to give them to Putin, because we all know his ties to Putin. That was the storyline by many of the fake news, radical left, and the propaganda. Now, luckily, it backfired on them. And I think that a lot of people, you know, I think it made President Trump more popular. And what do they do now? They do it again. Now we have another special counsel who, as Cash said, is issuing subpoenas left and right all over the place. You've got Biden, who actually did hide documents that nobody knew about. And it looks like that investigation is going absolutely nowhere. So they're doing the exact same thing. The only difference is they're doing it with jet fuel. They don't care. They don't give a damn. And you have the same, the people that Durham didn't interview have written books, got paid millions of dollars, have
gotten jobs at CNN. Right.
Right. Great gigs on TV, got promotions within DOJ or the FBI. Right. They've all risen up, or they're at the highest levels of the Biden.
They're exactly right with all of that statement. But here's a little bit more backup to add to that from Fox News, an interview with Representative Andy Biggs, and listen to what he has to add to that.
People who abused power are now in positions of power in the Biden administration, like Jake Sullivan. What can you do about it? What are you going to do about this?
Well, for me, I think we have to keep doing what we're doing, which is shine the light on this. And we have to do the narrative so people understand what's happening. The second thing, though, you have to do is we have control of the purse strings. And when I say defund or reorganize
dismantle?
The FBI.
Well,
yeah, that's what you have to do. You have to use the leverage that we have, the constitutional tools that we have, which is financial. And then we also have the Holman rule, so we could go through and specifically reorganize and remove certain officers in the executive branch. And we need to be doing that. There's just not enough of that going on right now. But I think we are moving that direction, and we'll be ready to get there pretty soon because of the Durham report, what it revealed, Inspector Horowitz, because we had the IGs in just a few weeks back, and then with what these whistleblowers are saying and the evidence that's coming out, because we continue to get more whistleblowers all the time, that gives us the predicate. We want to make sure that we're doing it lawfully and constitutionally, but it has to be done and hold these people accountable.
And that is a great place to wrap up and leave you with that. We got it in. All right, you guys have a blessed day. You be safe and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the Morning Commute.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.